Mrs. Slaffley is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies and deceit, propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 10th, 2014. We're in the third hour of the broadcast, taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We've got David in Boston, Ronnie in North Carolina, Jerry in Chicago coming up. David, how you doing?
Oh, good morning, Fallon. I'm doing okay, Fallon, under the circumstances. You know, I'm trying to keep my chin up like all of us patriots, even though the bad news seems to be relentless. But hey, Fallon, you know what I was going to mention? You seem to be a pretty knowledgeable man, like you have studied the history of the conspiracy and everything. But just quickly, Fallon, I would like to talk about who I consider the greatest traitor since Judas Iscariot. And I'm talking about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President Roosevelt during World War II. The biggest act of treason, Fallon, we know about his treason at Pearl Harbor, and we know about his treason at the secret conference in Yalta, where he delivered to Stalin and the communists all of Eastern Europe, to these communist dictatorships in Eastern Europe.
Hold on, David. I want to make a guess, okay? Because I'm not a fan of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Was it when he changed the currency, or was it when he suspended the Constitution? Was either one of those it?
Well, all that too, but his greatest act of treason, Fallon, was aligning himself with Joe Stalin and the communists in World War II. I'm not suggesting we should have allied ourselves with Hitler and the Nazis, but what I am suggesting, Fallon, we should have heeded the sage advice of our founding father, George Washington, and remained neutral. Look at what happened after World War II. We had the 50 years of the Cold War mutually assured destruction. Then we got communist China. We got the Korean War. We still have North Korea. We got the Vietnam War. And now, because of Franklin Roosevelt's act of treason by aligning himself with the communists, now we're facing economic doom from communist China. We're still facing thermonuclear holocaust now from Russia, the former Soviet Union, and from China and North Korea and Russia. We're facing thermonuclear annihilation. You know how Stalin and the Lend-Lease program, when we gave Stalin and the communists all the war material to fight Hitler and the Nazis, when the war was over, Fallon, Stalin and the communists gave all that war material to Chairman Mao, to Mao Zedong, to take control of China, bring China under communist tyranny and everything. But that Franklin, you know, everybody knows about his betrayal at Pearl Harbor and his betrayal at, conspiracy students know about his betrayal at Yalta, where he delivered Eastern Europe into the hands of a communist dictatorship and that, and everything. But the greatest act of treason was just simply, aligning himself, with Joe Stalin and the communists against Hitler and Nazi Germany. We should have remained neutral. I can't imagine what a wonderful world we could have had if it wasn't for that modern day Judas Iscariot, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And of course, Fallon, if you know about the bloodlines, which you seem like a very knowledgeable man, and I know you have knowledgeable listeners, but of course Franklin Delano Roosevelt was of the bloodlines, you know, like those the Holy Grail Merovingian bloodlines, and everything. In other words, he's tied in with the black nobility, you know. He's one of those bloodline families, the Delano family and the Roosevelt family, and but what a traitor he was, Fallon. I'd like to, you're a smart man, Fallon. Can I get some of your feedback on these thoughts?
Well, I hadn't really thought about the staying out of World War II from that perspective, but I'm absolutely no fan of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. From my opinion, he's the one that suspended the Constitution. It's still suspended to this day. He changed the currency. He's the one that brought us all of these alphabet agencies, and he really put in place this where everything requires a license, just like through the FCC and all this kind of stuff. No fan of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And I appreciate your phone call. We'll try to give everybody some time to move through. I think I give you an adequate say there, David. I appreciate it. We're going to go to Ronnie in North Carolina. Ronnie, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I got kind of lost in Mr. Roosevelt there, but I just can't get away from all the news about the VA and the way our veterans are not being treated. And it just absolutely fries me to think there's over 344,000 claims, 150,000, they say they're going to reopen that are old claims. With no explanations and no answers to over 8,000 guys on backlog. And now they're coming up with all these cover-ups and cooking the books. I mean, you know, and that fellow that was the whistleblower, Norman, he even asked for protection. You know, how unnecessary, how ungracious can we be not to take care of the people, the men and the women that go overseas to protect us and let us have the life that we have. Brad and I, my husband and I personally, have a friend from the Vietnam era that I knew personally back in Mass when I lived there and ran into him several times throughout the years and still stay in touch. It took him 30 years, Barry, 30 years for them to acknowledge that yes, there was stuff going on in Laos, and that he was on a riverboat, and his legs were full of shrapnel. He became an alcoholic because of the pain. And it just doesn't make any sense, and I do not understand. Last August, a year ago August, Obama said, oh, we're going to help our vets. No, you're not. You haven't yet. You're not going to now. And it goes right along with anybody that, and I'm sorry, I will stand on a soapbox about Hillary Clinton. Anybody that votes for Hillary Clinton without any answers from Benghazi, because she's been trying to push it to the side again, and I think that all this intervention that they're bringing up and putting her back on the stand is nonsense. But anybody that votes for Hillary is another village idiot that has left the village.
Well, one, and hang on for me, don't go anywhere. One, I want to thank you for calling in, bringing that up. I've had so few phone calls. Every week I've been, you know, trying to update the veteran situation, and I've had so few phone calls about it. It really surprises me. Emails as well. Because whether, and I'll say it again, whether you agree with the wars or you don't agree with the wars, the federal government should uphold its promise to our veterans, and it's a national disgrace, it's a national tragedy, And unless you look for the story, kind of like probably what you've done, you're trying to keep up with what's going on here. They're operating secret books. They're admitting they're causing deaths. I mean, the story last week, they said had maybe attributed to at least 21 deaths that could have been averted if there wasn't this incompetence or negligence or deliberate incompetence. I don't know what's the proper word. And you're right, Ronnie, the media, the administration stays fixated on everything else, but hold for me through the break. I want to get your opinion of all that on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Ronnie in North Carolina.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
And we're back on The Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I've got Ronnie in North Carolina on the line. Ronnie, I wanted to get your opinion of that because, as I see it, when I turn on the news and they're saying we're going to start back foreign aid to Egypt or $27 million to the Syrian rebels. That was in the news this past week. It just boggles my mind that this government is too sorry to keep its promises to its own veterans, and even the veterans seem to take it very well. I mean, what's your thoughts on all that?
Well, you know, I got a special place in my heart for any of the military. I worked from 1968 to 1973 at the Jamaica Plain VA in Boston, Massachusetts. I was cardiac arrest and inhalation therapist, so I was in G4. And I got close to the guys. I graduated high school when I was 16. So from the ages of 18 to almost 24, that was my growing up. And I mean, that was my growing up because I was a silver spoon kid that was just hitting, my feet were hitting the ground on my own. And I learned a lot. I learned different languages. I learned a lot of respect for other people. And there is no respect out there for our guys on duty or our vets. And I don't understand why. We would not have the life or the capabilities that we have if these guys had not been out there fighting. What I'm curious about, with all the money that they're sending out to other places and not taking care of our own, when the guys come back, there's not going to be a whole lot for them. How are they going to feel? I'm wondering if there's going to be another tent city like there was during after World War II on the promissory of them receiving more money, $1,000, I think it was, for each vet. They didn't receive it, and they needed it. And they pulled to Tent City. And then they tried to put their own military against them to get them off the White House lawn.
Bonus Army. The Bonus
Army. Do people forget history? Is this not going to repeat again? I mean, our guys, I think, are a lot smarter, a lot more angrier, and I don't believe this is going to go down very well.
Well, hey, thank you so much for calling in today. I mean, it's definitely no incentive. If you see the way the government treats the veterans, it's absolutely no incentive to join the military today. You've got to certainly, and I've got a friend that he served in the military, and the whole promise of his going to college evaporated at some point after he had served about 16 years. It's an incredible story. I've seen him try to call local politicians, congresspersons, and get some help with this situation, and all of it's has got him nowhere, unfortunately. But anyway, hey, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate you calling in. Anything else you'd like to add, Ronnie?
Just thank you for doing such a good job keeping people aware, and united we must stand.
We're going to go to the next phone call. We've got Jerry in Chicago, then Renee in North Carolina. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I was trying to think when David was on. It was March 9th, 1933. The Emergency Banking Act was what Franklin Delano Roosevelt enacted that suspended the Constitution. Jerry, how you doing today? Thanks for holding, sir.
Oh, no problem, Holden, and ditto to what Ronnie said there about the great job you do, Farron. Thank you for taking my call, and good morning to you. Oh, man, where to begin? You know, I'm studying up a little bit about this H.R. 2847, which is supposed to be enacted on July 1st, and it's basically a restructuring of the currency worldwide. So I think it might be that we're either going to see our bank accounts shrink by 60% or else we're going to see our products rise at the grocery stores and gasoline and whatever commodities you might buy by 60%, maybe on July 1st. I don't know if you looked into this at all. I'm still trying to. I've been working on it since last night, and I really can't get any definite things from reading the bill. You know, this has been going on. I don't know if anybody catches on to Resurrect the Republic. Comes on at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on RBN. Tom Lacavora and Bruce Ray Riggs are the hosts of the show, and now they got Chris from Las Vegas, who is it kind of embarrasses me to call into RBN because this guy is so far out in, with intelligence, it's unbelievable, and the research that he does, and I guess he was an ex-policeman. So he knows a little bit about the inside things that go on, but this all goes back to the 14th Amendment when we had a de facto government come in here. And Abraham Lincoln, who was an attorney, which attorneys were not allowed to run for any elected official, and somehow that seemed to get scooted by. I don't know if you ever looked into any of this 14th Amendment stuff that was signed in by executive order. That's why we had a civil war in this country, fair. In the South, the Confederate South just got up and walked away from the table because Lincoln declared himself a king.
Well, let me ask you this while I got you, Jerry. The H.R. 2847, I Googled it. Nothing's coming up. Tell us a little bit about that if that's going to go into effect July 1st because I'm not aware of it. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's called FACTA, F-A-C-T-A, which stands for... let's see, that would be the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, U.S. IRS Code 1471 through 1474, March 18, 2010, Hiring Incentives to Restore Employment Act of 2010, publication L.11-147, H.R. 2847, added Chapter 4, the Subtitle A of the IRS tax code. So, like I said, I've got a little bit of research into it since last night, and I'm still trying to get to the bottom of this. But, for the last year and a half since Cyprus happened, I don't keep money in the bank. I mean, I just keep enough in there to pay my bills, and that's about it.
Well, Jerry, I'm sure you're aware we've seen, like in Detroit, where they've declared that the firemen and city or county workers are not going to receive their pensions because it's going bankrupt or has gone bankrupt. And it amazes me, and I'll get your opinion on this. Here we've got a country that's bankrupt. We're seeing the cities go bankrupt. We've seen the disappearing of the dollar's purchasing power. At the same time, wages are stagnant, but your products are going up. But yet most people, in my opinion, I'll get yours, have not come to the realization that it is a real possibility of what you correctly said we saw in Cyprus could be coming to a neighborhood near you in this country sometime in the future. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are is ever since Greece took the bailout 4.5 years ago around Thanksgiving, they were told that, okay, now you got to work 7 years longer and we're going to cut your retirement by 50%. This has been going on all around the world. And people are enraged about this. And this is going to get America's attention when they wake up one day and they are 50% less richer than they thought they were the night before. And I'm hoping it's not going to come today, but let's face it, Farron, our paper is backed by air. These people are printing over $112 billion a month out of the Federal Reserve, and they're going to taper this down a little bit. There's a reason Bernanke ran after, 6 years in that term. That's a 12-year term for a Federal Reserve, a head of the Federal Reserve. And the guy who set him up was Greenspan. These are all crooks. Where are they now?
Well, and you bring up a good subject. I mean, when the banker bailout, the very ones that collapsed the economy was paid to fix it. There was no charges. Hey, thanks so much for the phone call, Jerry. We're going to go to Renee in North Carolina when we come back. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media with Farron, taking your phone calls for the rest of the hour. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us, we're going to Renee in North Carolina. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Now, the good news about this veterans issue is I heard it on the local radio, so it's gone mainstream. To me, though, the bad news is nothing's going to change. You know, I have as much sympathy for the veterans. This is terrible what's being done to them. But, you know, there's a saying, bias is like a backpack. You can't see your own. And I find that among conservatives, empathy is very selective, only for veterans. If you're an orphan or an old person, you're out of luck. And so the thing is, but the thing is, and the reason it's not going to change, you know, you've heard the term black-on-black crime. A lot of those people in the Veterans Administration, they're veterans. And they are either perpetrating these crimes against these other veterans, or they're not doing anything about it. They're keeping their mouths shut to protect the check they're getting for their own livelihood. The thing is, so in many ways, the people who should be most ashamed of what's going on are other veterans.
And you know, let me ask you this, Michael. You bring up a good point. One of the things when reading these stories the last couple of weeks that amazed me when I read about the one whistleblower, it kind of went off like a light bulb over my head. Like, why are the regular people, whether they're veterans or not, the workers in these facilities not blowing the whistle if they see that this? Now, I know in what you said, they're trying to, a lot of times it's to maintain their job and not rock the boat and don't want the attention or whatever. But at the same time, when you see veterans having to wait 21 months to see a doctor and all the other horror stories, where is the compassion? Has our society become so indoctrinated by television that we are just a compassionless society, just a heartless society? In these events where you see the stories on the news where somebody gets run over and everybody just keeps driving by, nobody stops to help. Is that I just saw a story in Charlotte a couple of weeks ago. Two cars hit a guy. Two cars. The first car run him over. The second car run him over, and they both kept going. Your thoughts, Renee?
Well, generally when that happens, they've been drinking, and so that's why they keep going, because they know they'll get caught for drinking and driving, and that's why when they hit somebody, they generally keep going.
Two drunks, but, one behind the other.
Apparently so, you know, but the thing is, this is the issue. You know, we talk about sociopaths, but actually the real, actually, like, clinical sociopath is a rare individual, okay? The thing is, what I have found, and this is a much greater number, and you will see this because of, like, experiments like the Milgram's experiment, where people will follow orders to hurt other people if an authority figure gives it to them and stuff, is people who have learned to circumvent their conscience by telling themselves popular memes to rationalize it, to make it go away. They learn to go around the conscience, over the conscience, under the conscience, anything to hit the target of the conscience. And they do this with little things like, with excuses like, well, I have to feed my family. Well, I got to pay my mortgage. For some reason, people think that it is okay to commit these kinds of covert evil. This is evil. And I've actually studied evil. And the thing is, we talk mostly about the overt evil committed. But it's just like white-collar crime is a much bigger a crime that steals more than street crime. We focus on street crime, okay? It's the same thing. Covert evil is the most insidious, and it is practiced by those who are smarter in the upper classes, middle classes. They know how to more skillfully perpetrate evil and then circumvent their conscience with excuses in order to get the benefit of their evil, okay, maybe more good services for themselves, resources, and not
word. I got to give everybody equal time. Give me the last word. I appreciate your comments.
Well, that's it. You know, like I say, people have learned to circumvent their conscience with these little memes. Like, it's okay if I hurt other people or destroy their lives if it's part of my profession, if I'm in the legal profession or the military. It's okay for me to do evil if it's my job. That has to quit.
And, you know, we see it on, it's on the local, it's on the national level. I mean, some of the things we see our presidents or our politicians that they're willing to do, they're willing to send our young men and women into harm's way for these reasons that, you know, in the end, it's not going to make any difference anyway, but yet we're seeing them come back in body bags. Hey, thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to Jim in Illinois, patiently holding. Then we got Bear in Colorado. If you'd like to call it, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks for holding, Jim. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there as best I can after being arrested for traveling earlier this week. And I was traveling on foot with my hand truck headed somewhere. I was up early in the morning. wasn't up to any mischief or anything, just taking care of my life and my family. And I was accosted by a revenuer, and they started getting into my business, where I'm going, who am I, what am I doing, and the whole nine yards. So, you know, my violation of my unalienable right to travel, violation of my unalienable right not to have to speak to this guy, violation of my unalienable right to be secure, my person, place, and things, and my unalienable right to address this man and tell him, no, I do not have to answer your questions, and please leave me alone.
Did they charge you with something?
Yeah, they charged me with obstruction, but that's going away because there's nothing. But it's just the fact. It's the harassment, the continued harassment of the people, of individuals, you know. And I'll tell you what, I'm tired of hearing, you know, it's great that we discuss things and that, but what I'm beginning to hear is that's all it is. It's a pity party, damn it, and I'm tired of it. And what we need to do is act. And it's going to get pretty ugly when we act. And you know what? Good people are going to get hurt and die. I mean, I'm talking about good people like possibly myself and others like me, the people who listen to the show. We need to eliminate this parasitic, you know, being from our existence in this nation, you know. And as far as restoring a Constitution and Bill of Rights, what the hell are people thinking of? How did we get here in the first place? You know, we got to look forward, get outside the slave box, and think into the future, man, you know, to protect and secure our liberty, individual liberties, and the liberty of our family and the security of our nation and stuff like that. And it doesn't necessarily lie within large governments, you know, all these people that we're supposed to trust to take care of us. They'll take care of themselves. They will not take care of us. Okay, sorry.
Let me ask you this, because I find it amazing how complacent our society's gotten. I mean, just in the last...
That's my baby.
Several years, look at what we've seen, the NSA spying on everyone. The debt continues to go up. The poor is growing. The joblessness is rampant. I don't know what it would take to spark this society to take... I mean, maybe if they cut off Social Security and that kind of thing, maybe the people would... I don't know what it would take to get the people motivated to actually take the change. I'll give you the last word. We've got about a minute and a half before break. It's yours.
All right, but it's going to take a small cadre of people, you know, a small percentage of people to stand up and go after. Just like Clive and Bundy being protected by the militia. That's what we need now, you know. And I go out, when I'm out, I have to go out and hustle magazines to keep a roof over my baby's head and stuff like that. And I'm glad to do that. But I get a lot of FaceTime with people. And I spread the word. Keep spreading the word. Stay in the man's face. Don't let him intimidate you. They are nothing but pirates, punks, criminals. And don't forget it. They ain't your friend. Don't treat them as a friend. Treat them as an enemy that they are. Thanks, Farron.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. The music's coming on. We're going to come back. We got Bear in Colorado patiently holding. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Last segment next.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Lady Baron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death, and taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We got Bear in Colorado, then Jerry in Massachusetts. Bear, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I'm doing well, and I think I can do this fairly quickly. If you look back at Plato's The Cave, you know, the shadows on the wall, you're not seeing the actual reality, you're seeing an image of it. And this entire system, and I've had to destroy belief systems for the last 20 years, probably at least 10 or 12 times. I've had to step back and get another perspective. And the only remedy that we have is to remove consent. We have to expatriate from this system. And I'm sorry to say, but the people are stupid idiots. And if you look up the word people, it's the lowest class. It's the common, no better than animal. And I'm sorry, but, you know, the veterans, they were caught up into a religious cult of patriotism where they swore an allegiance to a fictional country. And if you step back from that, you only have a couple things in this world. You have your consent and you have your labor. And if you labor within this system, then you're giving it consent. And it, like the movie The Matrix, you have to believe in yourself that you don't need this crutch, this corporatism. And now the entire system was set up so that in the beginning you were induced or indoctrinated into the system. The middle part of your life is your capacitance or your storage of labor, of energy. And at the end of the third of your life, they've poisoned you to the point where you have to discharge all your capacitance just to keep healthy or to eat or to live, because they manipulate the economic system to do so. And that is the model that has been set up. And why would you ever consensually want to participate in that?
Wow, that is a very interesting analogy, deep. Let me ask you this, because, you know, everyone wants to play devil's advocate, but how do you resist that, or how do you detach yourself from that?
Well, I went to a bar last night, and I could not get in because I have no government ID. And so, yeah, it's inconvenient, but I'm not going to consent to slavery. You know, if you have workmen's, everything that we can point to.
How do you get around something like property tax? Just don't own property, or different ways.
No title. You only have usufruct. You only have the use and possession, and then there is a way. And what I'm finding is if you rely on the Bible, which is law, that is law. And I've been studying law for 20 years. And I've had to jettison everything because it's inside the paper bag. It's inside this fictional slave system. This has been going on for thousands of years. The only thing you have is do not consent. And if they take your life or they put you in jail, at least you have the thought that you've done what you can. You've done what's right. You know, I mean, there's more to life than just doing things just to get along. You know, I'm sorry to say it's a hard road, but, you know, there's people on RBN that are so frustrated with this system, and the only thing you can do is expatriate from it. You have to stop believing in it. The belief system is how you're entrapped, because once they have your mind, they have everything.
Interesting. That's interesting. Well, it's kind of like the sovereign citizen movement. Is that a fair analogy?
No. Again, there's so many red herrings. If you start to really think and you look at all the things that we talk about on RBN or anywhere, most of them are just, basically we're flapping our jaws. The main thing is if you have to look at every one of these belief systems. And then if you put energy into it, that's what motivates it into where you're giving it the energy. Just like when your signature is on a piece of paper, that's what gives it the energy, because you have that divine creation within you. You give your consent to this government. This government was set up from the very beginning as a slave state. It's been going on for thousands of years. They just changed the names to protect the guilty.
Let me give you a minute to wrap it up, then Jerry will be our last phone call. We've got about 4 minutes left. I want to get him in. Anything else you'd like to add? And I do appreciate this phone call, Bear.
Well, not a problem, but, you know, I'm writing another paper on this. It should be done in about a month. It's lengthy. But I'll tell you what, on RBN, I like all the hosts, and I like what you guys are doing. Go to Dan in Christian Remedy in Law, and he's on with Clint Richardson on Corporation Nation at 6 o'clock.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. We're going to go to Jerry in Massachusetts hanging on. How you doing today? Thanks for the phone call. Jerry, you with me?
Aaron, am I with you? Yeah, this is actually Jerry from Winston-Salem. I think they said Salem and linked that to Massachusetts, sorry, I just got a
the board up. I thought it was Massachusetts, but go ahead. How you doing today? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing good, Aaron, doing good, man. I just got a comment. I think it was Jerry called in earlier, was talking about the original 13th Amendment with titles of nobility. You can actually find the titles of nobility clause in Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the United States Constitution. But I do have a copy of the proposed 13th Amendment that was proposed by James Buchanan. It was approved March 2nd, 1861, which states no amendment shall be made to the Constitution which will authorize or give to Congress the power to abolish or interfere within any state with the domestic institution thereof, including that of persons held to labor or service by the laws of said state, which was going to make slavery permanent. 2 days later, Lincoln, when he came into office on March 1st, his first inaugural address, he stated, "I have no purpose directly or indirectly to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists. I believe I have no lawful right to do so, and I have no inclination to do so." So this whole idea about Lincoln being a great leader and freeing the slaves, it was totally twisted around, because what actually happened is that the states were overturned, the states' rights. All that was overturned with the 14th Amendment that came in, which what Jerry was talking about earlier, and that's where the federal government started getting all of its power to dictate to the states what to do. I've claimed state citizenship about 3 years ago, and I actually go in with several other state citizens, and we challenge the jurisdiction of the newly created states from military force and not by the consent of the people. We challenge these new states that are put into place by the passing of the Reconstruction Act. So can I give out a website real fast?
Yeah, please do.
People can go to ncrepublic.org if you're in North Carolina and look at all these documents. John Ainsworth down in Charlotte, which maybe sometime you can find some time to get him on the show to talk about this. He's studied this for 20-plus years and goes around doing lectures on it.
Well, absolutely. If you've got my email address, send me. Well, I can go to this website, I guess, and find him. But I'd love to have him on and discuss this. There's a lot of, different opinions on what this actually means. I'd like to clear it up for myself and everyone else as well. I've got about a minute left. They're yours.
Aaron, I missed half the show trying to find the telephone number because my internet wouldn't work. And I finally got it up, so I don't know a whole lot more about what to comment on what was said today, but that was pretty much, I spoke my piece of what I wanted to say today about the 14th Amendment of Reconstruction and how the federal government is now has so much power because the people don't realize what happened to them, and if they learned history and learn how to stand up and claim their state citizen and not a 14th Amendment federal United States citizen, and maybe we could start overturning some of these unconstitutional laws, because a lot of these laws, Roe versus Wade, abortion, a lot of this stuff all stems back to the 14th Amendment.
Excellent. Well, I will definitely try to get him on. I'd love to have that clarified for myself. I'm sure the listeners would too. And if you're in Winston-Salem, you could get us on AM radio on WDSL. Every down. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Barry.
Appreciate that. We're almost out of time for today. Again, if you can support thealternativemedia.com, go to the website, make a donation, support Republic Broadcasting. That's more important. Support Republic Broadcasting to keep broadcasts like this on the air. The work John Stattmiller is doing. And until next week, this is Fair and Sane. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.